from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
And now you're listening to Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Deadline stuff. I mean, right now, like, we have everything set up from a kind of a deadline war room standpoint. Like, kind of all those things are there.
I don't like calling it the war room. I think it's a disservice to the climate. And I'm not trying to be politically correct, but I just don't like the quotation, the war room.
Yeah, no, I understand.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons on The Score.
Lighten up, Francis. It'll be fine. That was Jed Hoyer. We are Parkins and Spiegel. We want your reaction to the state of the Cubs via the text line or the phone lines, 312-644-6767. It is a very interesting time for the Cubs. But before we do that and give more of our reaction, Ron Kittle was on an airplane in first class in the first row of an airplane, and a drunk man, I presume he was drunk, stood up, took out his, you know, and started urinating.
And when you say, you know, you're not talking about the Wizinator or
no.
You know, some kind of fake thing like that. You're talking about the actual.
It was the real deal.
Yeah, it was the real deal.
It was the real deal.
And Kittle posted the picture, I believe, with his own Photoshop skills of putting a smiley face down there over the implement. I believe that was Ron Kittle's work himself on social media to begin with.
I don't know. And now, then there was another picture that was going viral with Kittle in it, like of sitting across the aisle from him. So if you've seen the viral picture of the hammer dude on the airplane peeing,
yeah,
look at the person in like 1C. It's Ron Kittle.
Yeah, former White Sox strongman.
Rookie of the year, Ron Kittle.
Hard-driving steel worker and now steel sculptor, Ron Kittle.
So we'll talk to Ron Kittle about that.
It's a lot going on if you're on that plane, you know, if you're on that flight, like, hey, is that American League All-Star Ron Kittle? Wait, what is that going on right over there?
It's an odd dynamic, Tanny, is what it is.
How the hell?
How the hell do you pee on an airplane next to Ron Kittle?
Do you get a drunken urinator on an airplane? It's even more interesting than that. Put him next to Ron Kittle.
You think Kitty started talking politics with the guy? He's like, dude, I can't. I got to get out of this somehow.
No,
How do I land this plane early?
Shane, I think he started talking about Harold Baines and Greg Luzinski. And the guy was just like, all right, that's it.
Evidently. Oh, damn it. Sorry, Danny. I didn't think he still had it. The speed, not the drop.
He's got it all.
He's still got the skills and the chops. How dare you question Danny?
Texter writes in, I'm super impressed by the sweep of Baltimore, super unimpressed by the way the season has been going. That's how I feel about the Cubs. That's Patrick in the 815. Am I a hater for saying that I actually am not? I'm not that impressed by the sweep over Baltimore. I'm not unimpressed, but we know that bad teams beat good teams. 21-2 in their place is impressive, like, as a result, obviously.
Say it with me! Say it proud for all the haters!
Like, winning 5 of 6 adds validity to it.
You should add the Panther growl for everything. I agree.
I need more, man.
I understand.
I need more.
But there's been a little more. There's been a little more, and there's been a little more when you look at the starting pitcher. Jameson Taillon has been a dude for a while now. Justin Steele has the best ERA in baseball of anyone over his last nine starts. The best in baseball. Shota was amazing the other night, and the Cubs are 12-4 in his starts. Wesneski had a great start his last time out. We'll see what Hendricks happens tonight, but like the starting pitching has been awesome and continues to be awesome. And then, oh, by the way, the bullpen now has the fifth best ERA of any bullpen in baseball since June 1st. The fifth best ERA of any bullpen in baseball. It's crazy to think about. They just got Leiter back. Merriweather might be on the way. So those things are more institutional than just this sweep. I mean, you can look at the fact that the starters shut down that lineup, that all the pitchers shut down that lineup. But you're starting to get a body of work on the bullpen that makes you think it's not as bad as it was, not as much of a disaster. And we know the starters have been good. So it's... You know, and there's three guys rolling. There's three guys rolling on offense, and that means you only need a couple more to join them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is three guys rolling, man. Bush and Happ and Saya are rolling, and that's what you need. And Jed said it as we're talking. He was like, I knew that we'd need a couple of guys to get going at the same time, and they've got that now. So to me, it's not just that incredibly fun sweep. It doesn't feel as random as I thought a good stretch might feel in here in July when we discussed the possibility 10 days ago.
Let's see how you feel. 312-644-6767. Chad is in Champaign with Parkinson Spiegel on the Score. What up, Chad?
Hey guys, what's up? Love you guys. Spiegs was talking about the pitching. And I'm kind of in that boat, too. He wasn't leaning on it, but he was talking about it. And I remember a few games ago, Steele was on the mound, and I don't think the game was going real well. And you saw him, like, walk into the dugout after the half of the inning, and he was ticked off. Like, everything seems to change since Steele came back. That might sound like a little too much of just a simple fan, but it seems like pitching and just – getting Steele back, somebody with a voice finally screaming frustration out. I don't know. That just sounds simple, right? But well, they turned it around time.
The thing is, it goes along with him being as great as he has been over his last nine starts and as great as he was last year. So it's not just a random dude doing that. It's
right.
It's an ace. It is a flat-out ace who's pitching like it again, and that can make a difference.
And I love Dansby. I love all our crew. Like, I get it. But if you need somebody to just be the guy who's going to do that on a team, whether it's Little League, Pony League, high school, sometimes that's what you need. You need the guy that's just going to scream and just get everybody riled up inside. And then it just kind of starts to wake people up. Love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Chad. I mean, I felt like that call was for you.
But it wasn't just talking about the soft factor, the dude screaming. It's the fact that, you know, as a teammate, that you've got an ace again. I mean, what that can do, even for Shota, who's like, all right, I'm midway through my season now. The league has hit me a little bit. Should I trust myself? Well, I should just go out and just ball out as best as I can, because I know Justin's going later in the series too. Like, that stuff does matter on a pitching staff when you've got a guy who you know is your ace, and the Cubs have that guy again now. That's a big deal.
Got to say, I'd like to see Shota pitch against the Cardinals.
So
wouldn't mind that. Now I want him to pitch in the All-Star game and get the recognition too, but you know, I'm more interested in the White Sox moving something around to be sure that Garrett Crochet can have his inning, because their games, what is it? Matter.
Yeah.
And it would be okay if Shota
cool
was on
Shane. Sorry. Danny's happy about a White Sox thing.
Sorry.
It's all just basking this.
Just letting you guys know.
Hey, we appreciate that.
That I love it for Garrett Crochet and the White Sox.
No, I'm glad you said it, because like we had no clue. So, like, we've been operating since the beginning of, I'd say even March, like, when spring training gets serious. Like, hey, all of these spring training and regular season games matter so much. I didn't know until you said something just now.
Who do you root for, Shane?
America and the listener. The listener.
Okay.
That's a great
Well, then we
question.
Root for the same team.
Yeah. It's very difficult. He roots for chefs and excellent
and the
food.
Cubs.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the Cubs and Odyssey softball. But it just he could pitch in the Cardinals series and then go to Arlington and tip his cap.
Well, what they did was they moved things around in the Orioles series. So Tyone went first and then Shota went second. And that precludes Shota, because it'd be too short rest, of throwing on Sunday against the Cardinals. And, oh, look at that. It does make him available for the All-Star game. I don't know how much a factor of, like, let's do right by Shota and have him be able to pitch in the All-Star game was in there, because what you also got was the extra day of rest for Shota, which they've been trying to do.
Well, right, that's the thing,
and it worked,
and it worked, and that's been a part of their plan all year. But then, if they are doing, you know, 5 days rest for him,
yeah,
then don't pitch in the All-Star game. Seriously,
that's fair.
Don't pitch in the All-Star game. If the whole thing is we are going to be stretching it to the limit of number of innings that he can pitch, even though he's 30 and he's a pro and he's been a pro before.
Amen.
If that's a real concern, then don't pitch. And I normally am the guy of, like, hey, this really does matter a lot, but they've been manipulating it quite a bit for him. If he's skipping the Cardinals series.
All right, let me ask you this.
Always trying to get him extra rest, then let him get the full rest.
Let me ask you this. Pirates are ahead of the Cubs in the standings, and Paul Skeens has been greatly controlled in terms of his pitch count. Took him out after 7 no-hit innings the other night. He's just named the starter of the All-Star game. Should Pirates fans be pissed that Paul Skeens is pitching in the All-Star game?
No.
I don't think so either, and I don't think Cub fans should be pissed that Shota's pitching in the All-Star game. It's great. It's healthy for the sport.
But they
didn't
skip Paul Skeens.
No, but they're minimizing his innings.
They're not giving him extra days rest between starts.
Oh, sure they are. They're absolutely trying to give him 5 days instead of 4. And every once in a while, they might give him 6. And they're limiting innings. They're being careful about stressful pitches for him. I mean, they're slightly different approaches, but it's. I mean, this is it's an exhibition, but it means a lot to these guys.
It does.
And it means a lot to the sport. I can't wait to see Paul Skeens start that game on Tuesday night and probably get, what, Gunnar Henderson and Aaron Judge and maybe Juan Soto, depending on the first three.
That's great.
That's going to be awesome theater on Tuesday night.
That's great. And I do think that should happen. I don't think that's in conflict with the Shota opinion, though. If Shota was Shohei Ohtani, if it was a type of thing about growing the game and marketing the game and all of that, it's different. Shota Imanaga pitching or not pitching matters 0% to growing the game of baseball.
I don't agree. I mean, Paul Skeens is more of a thing than Shota, but remember that Shota was a thing for the first 2 months of the season, and it felt like Fernando Mania to a lot of us. I think it's good for the sport, and I think it's part of your job as a team to allow that for an inning or two.
And I understand what you're saying, and it probably will be capped at an inning. Skeens will be capped at an inning.
Yeah.
By the way, good job by the Dan Patrick Show today. Did you see that moment?
No.
It actually wasn't as electric as it should have been, because I think Skeens was just so shocked. I saw it right before we came on the air. Skeens was on with Dan Patrick. And Terry Lovello called in to name him the starter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's how you get a Marconi that ends up in our studio.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how you do it.
But Skeens basically didn't say anything. Like, I don't think he, like, fully understood what was going on. So the audio's not even really that good, but the video's kind of good, because he's just staring there like, I thought I was talking to Dan Patrick. And then he gets named the starter, and Dan Patrick's like, do you accept?
That's awesome.
Do you ever get excited? What's going on? He was silent.
I know we have more calls, but a quick thing from last night. Jorge Lopez, the former Met who threw his glove over the net and got DFA'd by the Met, who's now a Cub, looked pretty good finishing that game last night. Hit 98, maybe 99 on the radar gun. And then as it finished, it's him and Tomas Nito who are both former Mets. They were teammates when that ugliness happened, when the Mets were in the midst of that incredibly ugly stretch. And I just saw them kind of giggling and talking to each other as they celebrated the final out last night. And it's that sports can be a crazy thing, man. Those dudes on the fringe of a terrible Mets team a month ago are now, you know, fighting for playoff position with a Cubs team a month later. It's crazy.
Shot is on the south side. He's on the Parkinson Spiegel Show. What up, Shot?
Good to be with you guys. Hey, Speaks, the Cubs should have threw the farm to get Vlad Jr. Quick question, Danny. I saw your hit about an hour ago with your boy Colin, and he put some, what I like to say, Timberland boots to Justin Fields, even though he's gone already. However, you made a point to emphasize that Bears fans should be emphasizing playoff expectations, because if the scenario and the situation is right and based on all the expectations that you told me with the upgrades on the offense, then the Bears should look very formidable in the playoffs this year. But 2 days ago, you were also doing a hit on the West Coast, and you also had Jordan Love ahead of Caleb Williams, and you also told me that the Detroit Lions are the prohibitive favorite to win the division. So how can the Bears expect to be in the playoffs? Just want to hear that.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. I didn't. I had Caleb as the seventh quarterback you'd want to start a franchise with. I had Jordan Love as 9, so a little fact error there by Shot on the south side.
Well, I'm sorry that wasn't clarified here on the Colin Coward postgame show. Go ahead, continue.
I get it. Three teams from divisions can make the postseason.
Our friends in the morning today, by the way, said that Colin was filling in for you.
Good for them.
That's very nice. Yeah, I was a guest on the show today, but guys in my group chat were like, it was nice of you, Parkins, to let Colin on his show.
So, I hope I'm giving you a little more of that Ashley Brewer-style presence that I know you need to fully thrive, Danny.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks, buddy.
You're doing an absolute. You're honestly about as far from me now as we are in that huge studio, as I'm in the burbs and you're there in the South Loop. Like it's about that physical distance,
right?
Doing that show, but I don't know why we were talking about that. Oh, because Shod. You're talking baseball, Shod.
That's right, buddy.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez. Did you hear Dustin's counsel opinion? Because we were talking to – you mentioned the question to Jed about counsel.
Because I'm very interested in where – how much input Craig Counsell has on roster decisions these days, and if it's different than it was and if it will continue to grow. I find that fascinating. But, no, I did not hear Dustin. And anytime I'm told I should hear something that I missed from Dustin, I'm very interested. I really want to hear it.
Here it is.
The other day in particular – there was a really horrifically bad call by the umpire, and the Cubs were sputtering, and he just stands there with that. What's with the Belichick like the sweatshirt kind of thing? Like he wears I don't understand.
That's not unique to Craig Counsell.
No, but the short sleeve hoodie. Wait a minute. If it's cold enough that you need a hoodie, then wear long sleeves. Nah. It's like you wear jeans with flip flops.
Getting silly.
Wait
now.
A minute. If it's flip-flop weather, then you should have shorts on. If you need a hoodie, then the sleeve should go to your wrists. A short-sleeve hoodie?
First of all, I don't get it.
You've got
he's like
so
a passenger.
Many weird rules.
That's such
so,
a weird... That's yeah. just a weird...
He's a passenger right now.
That's such a weird take on Craig Counsell.
Yeah, it's strange.
What do you mean passenger?
He's just...
He is not...
He also looks like the president of the United States, where, like, if you look at... He's, like, aging. He's, like... Uh-oh. It's like his he looks worn out, man. He looks like this is eating him up.
There's a lot there. So, passenger...
Which part do you like best? The long pants or the flip-flops?
Actually. The flip-flops, I think, from a standpoint of... Flag and Anthem just gave us some really good flip-flops for him last night. I'd recommend them.
How were they?
I'd wear them with jeans.
Would you?
I'd wear them with jeans, Dustin.
Not around him.
I would shake my head, roll my eyes, okay. And
Dustin
talk
would
under my
say
breath.
To you, or behind your back, he would say, no one wants to see your feet.
Oh, my God. There is a lot there. David Hall is correct.
Me and David Hall, Vegas Hall, were of one mind there. Every question he was asking or commenting was the one I was thinking of. What does he mean he looks like a passenger? On an airplane? What is he talking about? What does that even mean?
Was he talking about Craig as a passenger on the Cubs? Like he's not doing enough?
I thought it was a fashion critique, like how you would dress as a passenger. That man, inside the mind of Dustin Rhodes. You talk about a Colin Cowherd post-game show. We could do a post-game show of that and just like once a week play him clips and be like, so what did you mean here?
So, are you crazy? So let me get this straight. The hoodie with the sleeves cut off is a nod to the comfort and the material of the hoodie and the option for a hood, if desired, I suppose.
The weight of the hood, the front pocket of the hood.
Yes, the front pocket of it, the weight of it, the feel of it, without needing your arms to have that particular level of warmth.
It's the snuggie of shirts.
Sure, or you know, it sort of reminds me of the down vest.
Yes, Speed.
That Dustin wears. You. All the effing time.
Thank you, Matt Spiegel.
Just because the down vest has been normalized in modern culture and we've yet to normalize the hoodie with the cutoff sleeves doesn't mean they both are accomplishing the exact same thing.
It was Dustin. 80 degrees when I left my house today, and I have Mullenhall up on Twitch or YouTube like I do every morning, and I see Dustin scooting around back here with his damn polo shirt and his vest. It is July 12th. That's a problem, though? The vest is a problem, Dustin? You dumbass.
Hey, to be fair, Speak said vests are now a thing. Corporate culture, all finance bros, they're wearing them, right?
Vests are
who
out,
started the vest? Who was the first guy you knew that wore a vest in the workplace like every day?
Was it me?
It was Dustin.
Oh.
So maybe the guy knows a thing or two about fashion, okay? You ever think about that?
Short sleeve hoodie?
It could be. I remember when I saw Matt Dillon as the Flamingo Kid in the 80s wearing a sweater vest, and I was like, that is a look right there. I would like to be as handsome as Matt Dillon. And I went out and I got my mom to buy me a sweater vest. And I wore it for a little while. It didn't really work. A little too chubby. Just a touch too chubby.
No.
was young Spiegel. But, I mean, Dustin, that is the vest calling the kettle hoodie right there.
Speaking of the hoodie, what is so presidential about it? Where did the president thing come in?
That's, I think it was his face looking clueless, like he's just a passenger. You know, I think Dustin was thinking about Vice President Trump.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
President Putin.
He's going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
Listen, folks. I went down the store. I was 6 years old. I bought my pet Ann an ice cream cone.
It's funny until you realize that's the president.
Listen,
you
know folks, what
I
mean? Folks.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president. Yeah. I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's funny until you realize he doesn't want to step down because of his legacy, but says it's not about his legacy. That's what's funny.
Listen, folks, nuclear codes, bang, bang. Bang, bang, I'll press the buttons, folks.
Name an EP that does two presidential impersonations. You can't, folks.
You can't name them. I'll tell you that right now. You can't.
Wow. Little Pat in there.
Who's here, Trump?
Something Pat.
Wow, you got a good guest today, Shane. Good job. In studio with Patrick Mahomes, Donald Trump, and Joe Biden.
Listen, Patrick, you can't be doing that. You can't do that, Patrick.
I do whatever I want, Mr. President.
Star-studded control.
Stop it, Patrick. You gotta stop.
Your Trump take requires the hand signal.
You have to do the hands. Like Shane Gillis told you how to do the Trump, and it's the hands like a half second off from where they should be.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah, I gotta say, this segment took a turn. It did. It really did. It's live radio. It took a big turn, and you know, that's kind of what we do. We should take another turn and talk about someone urinating in first class
next to Ron Kittle. We couldn't get the urinator, so we decided to get the rookie of the year for the White Sox, Ron Kittle, instead.
I was upset that Tony La Russa didn't back the urinator after he hit that home run against the Twins. He should have
had a burger and everything. The urinator. It was kind of gross.
Not a good burger.
Is that what he said?
Parkinson's not a good the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.